You are on Michael Holt's farm. The Hillsboro-Salisbury Road continued from where you were in a straight line to about this point, continuing diagonally across the modern street toward and past Hanford Hills Road. Notice the utility markers behind you across the street, marking the utility line that you saw at the first stop, which parallels the old road. Before the battle, the Patriots captured two of Pyle's scouts somewhere on Holt's large plantation. The scouts, too, mistook Lee for Tarleton due to the coats. Lee played along and convinced them to go back to Pyle and ask him to step aside so his force could pass. He then deployed militia, some of them on foot, under Captain Joseph Eggleston to the right of the road shielded by the trees along it, or they were still deployed for the earlier expected attack on Tarleton. Lee has them continue forward behind his unit. Lee claimed later in his memoirs that he intended to bypass Pyle and continue after Tarleton. What happens next suggests he meant all along to attack, and these men were expected to help surround the Loyalists. First, Lee's men, you saw earlier, ride down the wagon road into the woods on your right. After a gap, Eggleston rides past you on the road with Captain Joseph Graham, who is leading his own Patriot Militia Cavalry. Somewhere down the road ahead of you, they get near the back of the Tory column. Graham thinks these are Eggleston's men already arrived, but those men have been slowed by the Holt Farm fences and the small stream ahead of you, lined by the trees you see running behind the modern house. Then Graham gets close enough to spot the red strips of cloth on their hats. He wonders aloud to Eggleston why the enemy still has their weapons if the Patriot militia had already captured them. Eggleston asks the last man in line, "Who do you belong to?" "To King George," is the answer. Eggleston strikes him in the head with his sword. Some of the militia in the woods are close enough to see this and take it as a sign to attack. This tumult causes the rear of Lee's column to turn on Pyle's force, starting the domino effect that took less than a minute to reach the front end. If Lee intended to go past the Tories, it seems odd he didn't tell his officers that. Their surprise at finding armed Loyalists started the fighting. Follow the driving instructions in the section Michael Holt Hosts a Colonial Army, then scroll to the next audio clip.